Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
U.S. 99 Styles and Roman, and Christmas has come early because on the phone, Garth Brooks, good morning.
Good morning to the people that started it all over again. I can't thank you guys enough.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
You're talking about your 11 sold-out shows at the Allstate Arena 3 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun, huh, buddy?
I tell you what, now 400 shows later, we're rolling through Newark this weekend and then heading home for Nashville to wrap it up. And guys, I'm telling you, it would not have happened if we didn't get the start we did. Thank you.
You know, I feel like we should be taking all this credit. Yes,
yeah,
thank you,
right,
Garth.
Right.
I think you should.
I'm not a big stat guy, but this blows my mind. 6.3 million tickets sold to see you perform live. That's got to be mind-blowing for you.
Guys, 5.2 was at Chicago, the opening weekend.
That's right.
you guys were crazy, man. What a great way to start it, and it just kept pace from there. You guys kind of set the bar, and everybody was so sweet. So St. Paul, Minneapolis went from 1 to 9, and Denver did the same thing, and it just, we felt very lucky, and it continued, and again, man, the circle's in with the CMAs, back-to-back Entertainer of the Year. This is our third world tour. Each world tour has garnered back-to-back CMA wins, so this was like the completion of the ring for us.
I mean, you could say it, man, 6 Entertainer of the Year awards. Don't just say back-to-back. Put that 6 in front of there, Garth.
It's nice. 6 is my new favorite number all of a sudden. It's awesome.
Until next year comes around, then it'll be 7.
I want to clarify, this was not like a farewell tour. You're going to keep touring and performing, correct?
You know what? You guys made the mistake of letting me back in. Now you're going to have to throw me out. Now, this is good.
Well, it's a great mistake that we made, and it's so cool. Obviously, Friends in Low Places is like maybe the biggest song of all time, but then I love your new single, Ask Me How I Know. You came back with it, and it's a great song we play here on US 99. It's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, man, you guys have always taken care of our music, but this one you guys are really flying the flag for. Can't thank you enough. And it's pretty cool because people say, you know, does it get old? But actually, as the older you get, the cooler it actually gets. So to have this song doing what it's doing, the great story, of course, is the songwriter who moved here with just a song and a dream.
Mm-hmm.
He's the sole writer on it. It's the first thing he's ever got recorded.
Wow.
And now what you guys are doing to it, it's changed his life. It's changed all of our lives.
It's changed his bank account, too, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. Songwriters don't get paid that much, but I'm hoping this has changed his life.
You know, Garth, a couple days ago was Thanksgiving. Don't lie to us now, buddy. Did Trisha Yearwood kick you out of the kitchen?
No, man. She needs all the help she can get because she's making like 1,000 things. My job is like to get the table ready and to clean the dishes when she's in between doing it because she's going to need those dishes again to turn around and cook something else. And it was good, man. And she went the whole 9 yards this time. Ham, turkey, even a turducken. Is that what you call it?
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's like 3 different birds all put together. It's a little odd, but all the traditional stuff was fabulous.
And speaking of tradition, you know, Christmas coming up. Is there any certain Christmas album that'll be played in the Garth Brooks Chrissy Hood home?
Yes, there's always going to be Mahalia Jackson, always from my mama. And Miss Yearwood is a huge Sinatra fan, so a lot of Sinatra Christmas. But I'm going to tell you, man, this Christmas Together thing that we did last year, and this is its second year in existence, that's kind of filling up the house already. It just kind of makes us ready for Christmas.
You know, I have a few friends that are huge Garth Brooks fans. Do you have anything that I can maybe buy them for Christmas this year? Anything on the top of your head?
You know, I wouldn't think of anything other than the ultimate Garth Brooks gift, which would probably be the anthology, part one of part 5. I don't know much about this, but let me try to go into it a little
bit
for
you.
Okay, try. It's all about the first 5 years, man, and it's pretty cool. The whole anthology is going to probably take 5-6 years to complete.
Mm-hmm.
The first part is now out. Deals with those first 5 years, just the innocence of those first 5 years, because, guys, we didn't have a clue what we were doing, and then once we got a clue, it took off on us so fast that we couldn't catch up. So probably the craziest 5 years of my life put together in one book. The pictures are cool. The stories are fantastic. But for me, it's the music, all the stuff that you never got to hear from those first 5 years, demos, day rights, all the stuff that kind of brings it really home to you. It's probably my most proud package that I've ever seen. It's a beautiful package, but other than that, I don't know much about it.
You know, I first fell in love with Garth Brooks with the song called The Dance. And to this day, still one of my favorite songs ever. If you can go back and tell that young Garth Brooks all that has happened since then, you know, 6.3 million tickets sold. I mean, 6-time CMA Entertainer of the Year. Would that young Garth Brooks believe it?
You know what? I got to tell you, I'm going to revert back to Ask Me How I Know, the new single. It's the first song this guy's ever got recorded. Well, The Dance was the first song Tony Arata ever got recorded in this town. And what I think I would tell the young Garth is, no matter how difficult anything in your life gets as far as the business, remember that music is always what will save everything. And awesome. Music is the most important thing, and it continues to be.
Well, you know what, Garth? You've checked out a couple boxes for me for my friends for Christmas, so I want to personally thank you for doing that for me.
No, thank you very much for that.
And Garth, we got to ask you, is there like a side VIP area we can be in next time you're here in Chicago? Because we're not missing you when you come back to this beautiful city.
Guys, I'm going to tell you, man, I cannot get back there soon enough because that's a guaranteed good time. And again, like I said, I owe you big time anyway for kicking this whole thing off and setting the pace. It's the American Touring Record. It belongs to you guys. I love you to pieces. Thanks for starting it all.
We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Garth Brooks.
Yeah. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.